This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Political parties have intensified election campaign for the assembly polls in Maharashtra and Jharkhand. In Maharashtra, polling for all 288 constituencies will take place on the 20th of this month. Top leaders of various political parties are holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows to woo the voters. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a public meeting at Dhule today. He said it is crucial to empower women for India's development. The Prime Minister said his government is committed to the welfare of women. He said the speed of development in Maharashtra in the last 2.5 years will be continued. He added that his government will take the growth of Maharashtra to new heights in the next 5 years. Mr. Modi said only the Mahayuti Alliance government can provide the good governance needed in the state. Mr. Modi will hold an election rally in Nashik later in the day. In Jharkhand, assembly elections have been held in two phases. Voting for the first phase will be held on the 13th of this month. Polling for the second phase will take place on the 20th of this month. Campaigning is also intensified for by-elections to 48 assembly constituencies in different states and for Kerala's Wayanad parliamentary seat and Maharashtra's Nanded Lok Sabha seat. President Draupadi Murmu today said corruption is a disease which must be eliminated at its root. The president was addressing an event marking Vigilance Awareness Week 2024 of the Central Vigilance Commission, CVC, in New Delhi. President Murmu said government has taken several initiatives to tackle corruption. She cited Direct Benefit Transfer Scheme, E-Marketplace and Economic Offenders Act as some of these measures. The president noted that Vigilance Awareness Week is organized on the occasion of birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. Asserting that trust is the foundation of any society, President Murmu said corruption lessens the amount of trust in the society.
CPC dwara 3 mahine tak chalaya ja rahe preventive vigilance abhiyan apne antim charan mein hai. Main is abhiyan ki sarahana karti hu. Vigilance awareness week Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel ki jayanti ke upalakh mein ayojit kiya jata hai. Agrani rashtra nirmata Sardar Patel ek kushal prashasak bhi the. सरदार पटेल के आदर्श से देशवासियों को राष्ट्र निर्माण हेतु कार्य करने की प्रेरणा मिलती है।
A 7-judge bench of the Supreme Court by a 4-3 majority today overruled the 1967 judgment in S. Aziz Basha versus Union of India case that became the basis for denying the minority status to the Aligarh Muslim University AMU. The 1967 judgment in the case had held that an institution incorporated by a statute cannot claim to be a minority institution. The apex court today said that an institution will not lose its minority status merely because it was created by a statute. The majority held that the court must examine who established the university and who was the brain behind it. If that inquiry is pointing towards minority community, then the institution can claim minority status as per Article 30 of the Constitution. For this factual determination, the Constitution Bench relegated the matter to a regular bench. Chief Justice of India CJI D.Y. Chandrachur, who headed the bench, said there were 4 separate opinions, including 3 dissenting verdicts. The CJI said he has written the majority verdict for himself, and Justices Sanjeev Khanna, J.B. Pardiwala, Manoj Mishra, Justices Surya Khan, Dipankar Dutta and Satish Chandra Sharma had panned their separate dissenting verdicts. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar emphasized the strategic importance of collaboration between India and the ASEAN, highlighting that the demographics and emerging demands of both could mutually support and become key drivers of the global economy. In Jammu and Kashmir, 2 terrorists were killed in an encounter with security forces in Sopore area of North Kashmir's Baramulla district. Kashmir's own police spokesperson said, acting on specific inputs regarding the presence of terrorists in Panipura, Sopore area of the district, a joint anti-terrorist operation was launched by the security forces last night. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala and Mahe today. In cricket, India will take on South Africa in the first T20 International of the 4-match series at Kingsmead in Durban today. The match will begin at 8:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.